Chapter 3
We are volunteers fighting disease, and we're cheerful all day long. If someone said that we were sad, that person would be wrong. We visit people who are sick and try to make them smile. Even if their noses bleed or if they cough up bile. Tra-la-la, fiddly-dee, hope you get well soon. Ho, ho, ho! He-he-he, have a heart-shaped balloon. We visit people who are ill and try to make them laugh. Even when the doctor says he must saw them in half. We sing and sing all night and day, and then we sing some more. We sing to boys with broken bones and girls whose throats are sore. Tra-la-la, fiddle-dee-dee, hope you get well soon. Ho, 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 hee-hee-hee, have a heart-shaped balloon. We sing to men with measles and to women with the flu. And if you breathe in deadly germs, we'll probably sing to you. Tra-la-la, fiddle-dee-dee, hope you get well soon. Ho, 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 hee-hee-hee, have a heart-shaped balloon.
An associate of mine named William Congreve once wrote a very sad play that begins with the line, "Music has charms to soothe a savage breast," a sentence which here means that if you are nervous or upset, you might listen to some music to calm you down or cheer you up. For instance, as I crouch here behind the altar of the Cathedral of the Alleged Virgin, a friend of mine is playing a sonata on the pipe organ to calm me down, and so the sounds of my typewriter will not be heard by the worshippers sitting in the pews. The mournful melody of the sonata reminds me of a tune my father used to sing when he did the dishes, and as I listen to it, I can temporarily forget 6 or 7 of my troubles. But the soothing effect of music on a savage breast obviously depends on what kind of music is being played, and I'm sorry to say that as the Baudelaire orphans listened to the song of VFD, they did not feel even one bit less nervous or upset. When Violet, Klaus, and Sonny first boarded the VFD van, they were so worried about avoiding capture that they scarcely took a look around them until they were quite far away from the Last Chance general store. But when the shopkeeper was merely a speck on the flat and empty landscape, the children turned their attention to their new hiding place. There were about 20 people in the van, and every single one of them was exceedingly cheerful. There were cheerful men, cheerful women, a handful of cheerful children, and a very cheerful driver, who occasionally took his eyes off the road to grin cheerfully at all his passengers.